Let's talk about Bernie Sanders real quick. All right. Yeah, I know I don't talk about the left's drama that much, but I got to tell you, what they did to Bernie last night, wow. What they did to Bernie last night and what they've done to Bernie this morning is pretty rough. I'm serious. It's pretty rough. And what do I mean by that? Is everybody knows that Bernie needs to win California. He needs to win California in order to flip some of those super delegates. He needs to win California. He needs to win it. Well, not necessarily big, but he needs to win it. If he does not win California, it's over. And as the days approached the election, which is today, people are voting as we speak, you heard more and more polls that had Bernie neck and neck with Hillary or Bernie tied with Hillary or Bernie beating Hillary. I guess neck and neck and tied are the same thing, right? One's just a little bit more professional. But anyways, the Hillary campaign knows that if she lost, people would be talking about this for days and days and days and days. And she knows that if she lost, and her campaign knows this, there would be an argument by the Sanders that superdelegates should flip. And no different than superdelegates right out of the gate going with Hillary before a vote was cast, superdelegates can leave Hillary even though they gave her support in the beginning. And when you hear people go, yeah, but he has 3 million less votes and, you know, how do you have superdelegates? Well, no different than superdelegates going with Hillary Clinton right out of the gate. That argument, and I thought about this. I thought about this because I was one of those people that were saying, well, you know, the whole 3 million votes and the fact that Bernie is behind kind of erases the superdelegate conversation. Unlike Trump, he was 3 million votes, 4 million votes, 5 million votes as it pertained to Kasich ahead. So if you take delegates and give them to Kasich and he becomes nominee, it's not going to gel with people because he would be 4, 5, 6 million votes in the hole. So I applied that to the Bernie Sanders situation, but here's where that flaw is. Out of the gate, before a vote was casted, Hillary Clinton was already up 400 or 500 superdelegates. So with that concept and with the Democrats doing that, basically they were already telling the people in the party, your vote doesn't count. This is all a formality. Right out of the gate, We're already giving Hillary Clinton a half a mile head start. Out of the gate, we're giving her 400 or 500 superdelegates. So even if this process starts out and Bernie Sanders is racking up wins and he goes 2 or 3 million votes ahead, Hillary Clinton is still winning, because before any of this started, we gave her the superdelegates. So, because they did that, the Hillary Clinton camp and the media, they knew, and they know, because it's not over, who knows what will happen, that if Bernie Sanders won, there would be calls for superdelegates to flip. Because remember, Hillary Clinton is not going to get the nomination without the superdelegates. She didn't win enough pledged delegates. End of story. So when those polls were coming at neck and neck, or Bernie was ahead, they knew something had to be done. And what has to be done? Suppress voter turnout. The only way Bernie wins is if millions and millions and millions of people come out and vote for Bernie. It's the only way he wins. Only way he wins. Now, how do you prevent that? Well, yesterday at about 5 o'clock, AP. The AP. Who the hell is the AP? I mean, I know who the AP is. Please. But the AP is not the Democrat Party. The AP is not Debbie Wasserman Schultz. The AP is not the leaders of the party. The AP is not the delegates. The AP is the media. That's it. And they took it upon themselves, which I really don't believe that. I believe that the Clinton camp, I believe the Democrat Party, because remember, guys, Bernie Sanders really isn't a Democrat. He's an independent. He's always been an independent. End of story. He's an independent. So I believe the Clinton camp, I believe the Democrat Party, I believe Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I believe all of them put the word out to the AP . Remember, they're all in cahoots together. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton gave a press conference for the first time in over a month. It lasted 5 minutes. There was not one pertinent question. Not one. How do you feel being the presumptive nominee as the first woman? What does it feel like? It was like an episode of Ellen. Seriously, it was like an Ellen show. It was ridiculous. So they're all in cahoots. So they tell the AP, she's the nominee now. We can't say it because we don't want to get the backlash from the Bernie supporters. But we need you to start putting it out there so the rest of the media picks it up. And if you're a Bernie supporter, you're going to see that and go, there's no sense of voting now. No sense of taking time off from my busy day and going to vote. She won. It's over. What's the point? And if these people don't come out and vote, Bernie Sanders doesn't win California, and then it's over. It's 100% over. Because the only shot that Bernie has is winning California. But after the AP put out, Hillary Clinton is now the presumptive nominee. CNN put out, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. MSNBC put out, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. Reuters put out, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. So once the AP said, we tabulated all the delegates, and some super delegates that just popped up out of the blue, and that puts her over the total needed, and she is now the nominee. Doesn't matter what happens in California. I mean, that's what they said last night. That's what they said last night. It doesn't matter what happens in California. Doesn't matter. She's the nominee. So all you Bernie supporters that went out and registered to vote or went to his rallies or donated part of your unemployment checks. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, about 25 to 30% of the money that Bernie Sanders has raised has come from people giving Bernie money from their unemployment checks and their welfare benefits. I kid you not. I kid you not. I'm not BSing. I kid you not. So all of these people were just told yesterday, your vote doesn't count. Wow. Bernie was done dirty by the Democrats and the media. All to get Hillary Clinton elected president of the United States. To have 12 years of a Clinton presidency. To have Bill Clinton back in the White House so we could do a mess on more towels and have Secret Service have to throw those towels away. Bernie was done dirty. All morning, every network, Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. Hillary Clinton is the presumptive nominee. Hillary Clinton has enough delegates to be the nominee. She's the nominee. I mean, they've been saying it so much, they might as well be saying, hey, everybody in California, don't vote. You're wasting your time. You are wasting your time. There's no reason to vote. Bill Clinton the other day, when he was getting heckled, told the Bernie supporters, you're toast. What he said to him. He said, you're toast. You're all toast. Come election day, you're all toast. I once again plead and I'll beg. Maybe tomorrow I'll do a prayer. I'll do one of my patented Rob Zicari prayers. If you are a Bernie supporter, how can you vote for Hillary Clinton in the general election? How can you vote for somebody that did your candidate so dirty, so filthy? How can you go against your principles and vote for someone that is so corrupt? How can you do that? How can you vote for someone that orchestrated a fix How can you vote for someone that orchestrated a fix while you're laying out your money, you're laying out your time, you're laying out your heart, you're laying out your passion, and now you're going to vote for someone in the general election that was in cahoots with CNN, CBS, ABC, BuzzFeed, AP, Reuters, NBC, MSNBC. The list goes on and on and on to call the election a day and a half. A day and a half. They called the election a day and a half before the last vote was casted. Right now, the polls are open. The polls are open. Why the hell would you go to the polls if CNN has been telling you that it's over? Why? Why? And now you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton? You were done dirty. You were done dirty. You were done so dirty. I mean, look at yourselves in the mirror. Look at yourselves in the mirror and ask, do you respect yourself? Do you respect yourself? Because if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you don't respect yourself. You absolutely 1,000% do not respect yourself. Because you just put your heart and soul, your heart and soul into a political movement. And you didn't lose fair and square. You lost dirty. Right out of the gate, the person you supported was done dirty. Right out of the gate, the party gave hundreds of delegates to Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she's the anointed one. Or, according to Madeleine Albright, she's a woman, and if you do not support other women, you will go to hell. Your candidate was done dirty from the minute he entered the race, and your candidate has been done dirty too as we speak. Polls haven't even closed in California. It's noon, ladies and gentlemen. The polls don't close here in California for about another 6 hours. And CNN has already said Hillary Clinton is the nominee. And they didn't do it today. They did it last night. That's dirty, man. That's dirty. Just remember this. You might not like Donald Trump. You might not like Trump, but he didn't do you dirty. Hillary Clinton did you dirty. You know what they're saying? Hillary Clinton shatters the highest, hardest glass ceiling. The polls are still open. The polls are still open. But they gotta have Hillary Clinton. Gotta have Hillary Clinton as the nominee. They have to. They have to. And if Bernie Sanders won California, superdelegates would have had to have flipped. What they did yesterday guarantees that you get low voter turnout. Or you get high voter turnout for Hillary Clinton, low voter turnout for Bernie Sanders. High voter turnout for Hillary Clinton because people are going to break and shatter the highest glass ceiling. And for Bernie Sanders supporters, what's the point? What's the point of wasting your time? And now you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton in the general election. Listen, I don't want to use over-the-top derogatory words, but if you do that, you're a loser. You're a loser. You are an absolute loser. Because Hillary Clinton does not stand for a $15 minimum wage like Bernie Sanders does. Bernie Sanders wants a $15 minimum wage. Hillary Clinton does not. So if you support Bernie Sanders, who wants this, and he gets done dirty, which he did last night, you now are going to support Hillary Clinton, who's on the opposite spectrum of Bernie Sanders when it comes to minimum wage. Bernie Sanders wants free college. So if you support Bernie Sanders on free college and you're feeling the burn and you've given your blood, sweat, and tears to Bernie Sanders, he just got done dirty last night. Going into this morning and going into this afternoon, got done dirty from the beginning. You are now going to vote for Hillary Clinton, who doesn't believe in free college? Again, look at yourself in the mirror and say, am I a loser? Am I a loser? Because if I vote for Hillary Clinton, I'm a loser. She done my candidate dirty. The Democrats done their candidate dirty. I will say this once again, Bernie supporters. We Trump supporters made a pact. And as you see, anti-Trump supporters who have made a pact. Remember this, Bernie supporters. Us Trump supporters made a pact. Us 10, 12 million, 13 million people in the primaries made a pact. And we said, if they do Trump dirty and they take the nomination from him, and he should have won, and the establishment robbed him, we will not vote for who that person that they want us to vote for is. So if it's Cruz, we will not vote for him. If it's Kasich, we will not vote for him. If it's Paul Ryan, we will not vote for him. Some will vote for Hillary. Some will just not vote. But we all said we will never, ever vote for the person that our party stole. The election was stolen from us, and we will never vote for the party that after the election was stolen, they give us that person. We made that pact. And right now, my Bernie friends, you have Trump people, never Trump people, that have said, under no circumstances will they vote for Donald Trump. Under no circumstances. They're all over the news. They're all over the radio. Under no circumstances will these people vote for Trump. So now let me ask you this, Bernie supporters. Are us Trump supporters and us never Trump supporters more principled than you Bernie supporters? Are we more principled than you Bernie supporters? Do you have no self-respect? Do you have no self-respect? Your candidate was done dirty. From day one, your candidate was done dirty. All the way, my friends, to last night at 5 o'clock. When the word was put out to the AP and Reuters that Hillary Clinton, regardless of what happens today, is the nominee. And then in turn, CNN and everybody else ran with it. That was done to guarantee Hillary Clinton would win today, because if she lost today, she would not be the nominee. Because she cannot be the nominee without the superdelegates. She doesn't have enough pledge delegates. If Bernie Sanders wins California, superdelegates flip, and Bernie Sanders is the nominee. Bernie supporters, do you have self-respect? That's the question. Are you as strong? You go to Trump rallies and beat up Trump supporters. You're strong to do that. Are you strong to push back on Hillary Clinton? Are you strong to push back on the group, on the people that did you dirty? That's my question. It's a simple question. It's a simple question. Us Trump supporters said we will not vote for anybody but Trump. Trump haters in our own party said they will not vote for Donald Trump. The question is, are the Bernie supporters strong enough, principled enough, and have enough self-respect not to betray their principles and not to sell out? So when they look at themselves in the mirror, they're not looking at a loser. That's the question, because you were done dirty.